AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President Mike Pence visits a state that is again a coronavirus hotspot, Louisiana. In Texas, Judge K.P. George says there's a big spike in cases in Fort Bend County near Houston.
This morning, we have around 5,015 positive cases, 1,835 people recovered, and sadly, we lost 63 lives.
Are experts at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention lying about the coronavirus? President Trump retweeted an accusation that they are. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president yesterday shared a tweet from Chuck Woolery, the former TV game show host, who accused CDC experts and other health professionals of lying. Admiral Brett Giroir, a top White House coronavirus task force member, says, sure, experts occasionally get things wrong. Some mistakes are made. But, quote, none of us lie.
We are completely transparent with the American people.
On NBC's Today Show, Giroir also seemed to disagree with the president and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, who've been pushing hard for schools to fully reopen in the fall.
We have to get the virus under control.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in Michigan say a man was shot and killed by a sheriff's deputy after stabbing another man who had challenged him about not wearing a mask at a convenience store. Police in Bristol, Tennessee, say a 4-year-old accidentally shot and killed a younger sibling. Officers say it happened at the children's home while the parents were there. A former staffer at a Veterans Affairs hospital in West Virginia is charged with killing 7 patients by giving them fatal doses of insulin. Daniel Lewis Lee died by lethal injection in Indiana for killing 7 members of a family, the first federal execution in almost 20 years. Lee maintained he was innocent before he was executed. On Wall Street in the early going, stocks remain higher. This is AP News. Amazon has unveiled what it calls a smart shopping cart.
Don't like long supermarket lines? Amazon has unveiled what it calls a smart shopping cart. It uses cameras, sensors, and a scale to automatically detect what shoppers drop in. It keeps a tally and then charges their Amazon account when they leave the store. A screen near the handle lists what's being charged, and the cart can detect when something is taken out and have it removed from the bill. What will be called Amazon Dash Cart will first show up at a new Los Angeles supermarket Amazon is opening later this year. I'm Shelley Antler.
The liftoff tomorrow of the United Arab Emirates Mars orbiter has been postponed until Friday because of bad weather at the launch site in Japan. The orbiter, named Amal or Hope, is the Arab world's first interplanetary mission. Heavy rain has fallen for more than a week in parts of Japan, triggering mudslides and floods and killing more than 70 people. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.